Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you for joining us on another episode of The Book Experience. I, of course, am Miss Chanel, or Chanel, affectionately known to others. And tonight, you are in for a treat. We have Pamela Samuels Young on the air with us this evening. She'll join us a little later, so we'll discuss some other things as well as her book, but we'll wait for the author to discuss the book. In the interim, I hope everyone has exercised their right to vote. If you haven't, what you can do is go out right now. I think the polls close at 7:30 in most locations. So please go out and vote if you have not. I myself just started and ran and went and voted. So if you have not, I am not mad if you go ahead and you can take your phone with you, so it's mobile, it's portable. So if you have not voted, please go. However, I don't believe you can use the phone in the poll. So please go ahead and vote. And go ahead and go to the poll and vote. Please, please exercise your right to vote. And, you know, and I'm sure, like for my location, it wasn't, you know, it was only a select thing on the ballot, but it doesn't matter. As long as you exercise your right to vote, that's all that matters. That is all that matters. Because the reason why it matters so much, look at all the things that have been going on around Baltimore and in Ferguson are needing juries for these events that are affecting our lives, but they don't have a jury pool. Why? They don't have a jury pool of our peers because we are not registered to vote. So please, you have about 30 minutes if you're on the East Coast, 30 minutes to go vote. I don't know what time the polls close on the West Coast, probably about 7 o'clock. Time on the West Coast to go ahead and vote. So vote, please, by all means, vote. It is so very, very important. And as I mentioned, we are having a guest, Pamela Samuels Young, who wrote a most wonderful book called Anybody's Daughter. I was actually, it's a thriller. And you know what? And I don't read this one. It got me. I will admit, it got me. You, if you have not read Anybody's Daughter, please, please read Anybody's Daughter. It is so, so good. It'll have you crying. And me, I was crying, nervous. Whew, yeah, I'll tell you, she did a most excellent job. And the thing with Anybody's Daughter is when looking into the sex trade and that whole world, which was so, so new to me, when looking into that world, I thought, this doesn't happen to our children at all. But, aha, you're most surprised. Yes, it does. It does happen to our children. Is scary because I didn't, you know, I went to the Underground Railroad, and you know, it had like third world countries who were most affected. I did not know that it was happening here in the States. So this book, Anybody's Daughter, which literally could very well be literally anyone's daughter. It could have been one of mine. You know, it could be one of yours. So if you are listening, tuning in online, can you go ahead and if you have a question, if you've read Anybody's Daughter, can you tweet me or text me or call in to 323-642-1154 and ask a question, or if you know any information, or have you been touched by the sex trade world, go ahead and give us a call. And we're joined by Pamela Samuels Young right now. Pamela, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. As I said, I was just giving the audience just a little synopsis of what Anybody's Daughter is about. And I must say, as I was just speaking briefly about it, is that I was so shocked that it actually hit our community.
Oh, in a very big way. Very big way. That's what shocked me so much, learning about it. And it's exactly why I wrote about it, because the deeper I dug into the problem, the bigger it seemed. And it just shocked me that I didn't know about it and nobody else seemed to know about it. And I just did not understand how that could be.
No. You know, when I don't know if you were on the air yet, I was explaining that I had gone to, we have an Underground Railroad Museum here in Ohio where I live, and I've gone a couple of times, and in one of the sections, they actually deal with the sex trade, but it is usually like the third world countries. They really don't center on United States or specific populations in the United States. So when I think about the sex trade, I actually think about, you know, girls in third world countries, or, you know, that really don't have much or don't have families to look after them, or, you know, we all know how third world countries are. So that's what I thought about, but after reading Anybody's Daughter, again, I was really, really shocked. So what made you write about that?
I saw an article that said children were being trafficked in the U.S., and I was kind of stunned that, you know, because like you're saying, I thought that the Philippines, Thailand, Mexico, not here. And then I did some more research about sexually exploited children in the U.S., and there was so much out there about it, and I realized that it was just much bigger than anybody knew about. But nobody knew about it. It's there if you were digging for it, but it's just we don't talk about it. And so I wanted to talk about it. I wanted to entertain, but also educate people about this problem. I mean, if I had written a nonfiction book about sexually exploited children, I don't think it would have gotten as many readers as, you know, wrapping that story into what I hope is a good mystery novel. So I'm really pleased at the reaction to it, and I think it's making some waves. I know that honored that I have more than a few social workers tell me that it's being given out to social workers to help them better understand the problem.
Right, and it really was, and I'm not a thriller book person. I don't really get into mysteries. I don't. That's just not my.
I'm gonna have to change that. No. I'm gonna have to change that. Okay.
But after reading, I am going to, because the person, I can't think of her name. I have a brain box. I've been working 10 hours today, so excuse me. But it is a. You have a series of. You write thrillers.
Yes, Yes, I'm a lawyer, and I started writing legal thrillers about 8 years ago. I love reading legal thrillers when I finished law school, but I never saw anybody in those books who looked like me. I mean, so there were never lawyers. The lawyers who were running into court saving the day were neither women nor African Americans, and that's really why I decided to start writing, and in the process discovered my passion.
Wow. So you're still practicing law?
Yes, I'm in the LA area. I'm an in-house counsel for Toyota.
Wow, so I gather you're very busy.
I am. You know, I'm trying now to, you know, go home at night and try to work on that next book that I need to have finished in another month or so. So I've been cramming every night, but I'm close. I'm really pleased with the progress.
Well, I was pleased with Anybody's Daughter, so of course you immediately gained a fan. And
thank you.
I really could not put it down. And I found myself crying. I actually, it was as if I were reading or watching a movie. I couldn't put it down, just as sometimes I can't turn away when I know I should. I couldn't put it down, and then I was crying, but then I found myself so very nervous and on edge because I didn't know, you know, once they were close to finding her and then she was gone. Oh, my God, my nerves. I actually stayed up all night. I had to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to get ready for work. And I was up for like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning reading. Because I
couldn't. That's such a compliment for me. So that is a great compliment. If I can keep you up, that's what I want to do.
You did, because I wanted to know. I mean, I was so, so afraid for her. You know, I was so, so scared. And the thing that I think a lot of, not just social workers should read the book, but I think a lot of teenagers actually should.
Yeah, I was so pleased the book was chosen as one of the top 10 books for teens, for at-risk teens by In the Margins. And I recently spoke to, I speak to kids all the time. I spoke to some kids in Compton, my hometown, about 3 weeks ago. And when I walked in, like all of them already, like oh, half of them had the book already. And they, you know, were excited about having me sign it. So, I mean, I didn't think much about the reaction. I really was driven by what was driving me. And of all my books, it has been the one who's moved people the most and gotten the most attention. And it's been very rewarding. I tell people who are writing, just keep writing and trying to get better, and it all comes together.
Well, again, this I really, really enjoyed it, and I actually plan on making sure I had some children I had custody of, and one ran off with her boyfriend to Chicago, and we live in Ohio, so she's been gone for a week. She hasn't returned. And so when my daughter texted me and said, "Mom, did you know she's gone? She went off. They haven't seen her since this morning. She's in Chicago." Immediately, what came to mind was Anybody's Thought.
Yep, that's happening more than we think.
Yep. Yes, and so, you know, we were able to touch base with her, but I still don't think that she's returned yet. But when she does return, definitely I plan on making sure she reads Anybody's Daughter, because, you know, this time, okay, you managed to get away. You managed to not fall into that. But, no, this is not, you know, you're susceptible to this now. And that's scary to me, because that's all I thought about was we may never see her again,
yep.
You know, because this is what's happening. And I would have never, you know, never had an inkling or never given it any consideration had I not read Anybody's Daughter.
Yeah, you know, I've had personal, it is, and I'm hoping to keep doing that. I've had a personal friend whose niece was basically pulled into trafficking from a man she met on Facebook. So it's happening, in so many ways. And they are actually trolling the internet via Facebook and other sites looking for vulnerable children. And I tell people, if you have the internet in your home, the predator is in your child's bedroom. And that's just the reality. So I think parents need to be extremely diligent about what their children are doing on the internet. And many parents are not. Many parents are not savvy about the technology, and it's a dangerous for them not to be.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I actually, a group of my friends, because I read Anybody's Daughter, you know, I was so, I told them, you know, they want to get a group together and volunteer. And I said, we absolutely have to find a home that deals with rescuing sex trafficking girls. We absolutely have to. That's just that. Now, that is something that, that's another thing that I put on my plate.
Yeah, you mentioned that. You mean in terms of helping them out? What are you saying?
Right. Right.
Right. I formed this organization. I'm trying to get my nonprofit status, and it's called a BLAST, Book Lovers Against Sex Trafficking, where what I want to do is leverage the power of my fan base, and who are primarily book clubs, to really adopt homes and organizations in their community. A lot of these homes need supplies and clothes and just even mentors for the girls. So that is in the, hopefully that will be launched by September, if I could just get through this book and turn my attention to it. But I really, really want to do that.
Well, keep me in the loop, because I've actually spoken to the group of women that I have aligned myself with about that, because after reading this, you know, I think I have, including the children that I took custody of, I have 4 daughters, and then I have 3 granddaughters. So,
oh, my God, yes. We've got to keep our girls safe.
Right. And so that, it just became a real focus for me, and I wanted to, you know, get the ladies in the group involved. And, I encouraged them to read the book because, you know, our children are susceptible to so many things. And if we can help them with this, that's just, you know, it's preventable if we are diligent with what they're doing on the internet. You know, that's how my daughter met the gentleman. No one knew him. He on the internet, you know, but she's not monitored. They, you know,
right.
Teenagers are now very, very clever now, this generation. So she's not really monitored, and she does whatever. And so that's how she was able to, and he just was able to come in from Chicago, pick her up, and take her back.
And that's what happens. And
they're
so naive, and they think, well, this is my boyfriend, and he wants me to do this, so I'll do it. And there's such a self-esteem issue involved. You know, I tell mothers that one of the most important things you can do is to raise a young girl to have self-esteem. So when this guy comes over and tells her she's beautiful, and she can say, I know. Yeah, I know. What else you got? Because they prey on the girls who've never heard that, who've never said, you're beautiful, or I love you. And that's how they get into their heads and convince them to do things that normally would not happen.
Right. Now, one of the things that I absolutely love that was in the book, and I thought I wrote it down, it was calling them the streetwalkers, what is the term?
They're not prostitutes. They are sexually exploited children. And I just had an interview recently, and it made it very clear. There is no such thing as a teen prostitute. They are children. We don't let children drink, drive, smoke, vote, and we don't let them have sex with grown men, even if they think that they know what they're doing and that they're grown. You got to realize that we see cases every month or so in the news about a teacher who was involved with a student.
Yeah.
And in that situation, that teacher is thrown under the jail and that girl gets counseling. But when it's a situation with a girl who's out on the street, and both situations are quote-unquote voluntary, that girl who's on the street is treated like a victim, a criminal, and when she is a sexually exploited child. She is no different from the woman, the battered woman who keeps going back to that man who beats her up, except she's a child. So it's the power relationship is 10 times worse. So I think we got to get away from the attitude that these are fast girls. I had somebody tell me, well, these kids are so fast, you don't really understand the situation. You're in a dysfunctional home already. You're unloved and you're abused and you're neglected. So you go out in the street and you see somebody who's saying, I love you or I'll take care of you, you're going to warm to that. So we need to understand what's happening to these girls and how these guys and girls are getting to them.
Right, absolutely. And I love the fact that you, because all my life, that's what I've always referred to someone on the street as a prostitute until I read your book. And it clicked. It makes so much sense. It makes so much sense. Even when I look at the older women, and I think, you know, even them, they were teenage walkers at one time, you know? And so we don't know their backstory. We don't know their...
Again, they were teenage. They were sexually
right.
exploited as teenagers. They're not prostitutes. Yeah. They're not any of those things. And we have to understand this dynamic.
And
there's a TV...
daughter... Yes, go ahead.
You go ahead.
Anybody's
say,
daughter opened that up to that understanding, because I was one of those that said, oh, look at those prostitutes, you know. Without
I was too.
Really,
trust me,
yeah.
I was too when I started out this book. And then the deeper, I really did a lot of research, and I guess one of the most traumatic experiences I had was going to the juvenile court in Watts and sitting in the back of the courtroom and watching these babies appear before the judge, because but for the grace of God, it could have been me standing in front of that judge. And
right.
I just did not understand what was happening to our children. And until we decide to jump on it and care about it, it's going to continue to happen.
Well, make sure you keep me in the loop and abreast as to your nonprofit. So
I will. And have you joined my joined my mailing list? Because if not, I'm gonna send my
assistant
a note right now. What city are you in?
Columbus, Ohio.
Okay, Columbus, Ohio. You told me that. And there, I'm gonna send my assistant a note right now, because when that gets started, we're gonna send out a big blast asking for support. So I will make sure you get it.
Absolutely.
Need all the help. And there's a home in your area where that's doing great work. I'm pretty sure it's Columbus, where the woman even helps them get jobs and everything. Because she's one of the places where I don't her name's escaping me right now, but she's definitely one of the places I'd love to help. So there's so many women out there doing great things to help our girls. So.
Well, I will.
And it's a crazy problem.
It is, and it's you know, until your book, because I've seen reviews. It everyone who has read this book has felt the same way that I felt. You're crying. You know, because initially I was mad. I was so upset. I'm like, bitch, grown, but girl, think she grown? Now look at her. But you know. Thankfully, her uncle wasn't playing that, you know, and that is the thing. I was glad, you know, because a lot of times it's, you know, just women who are looking after, you know, the children. But her uncle wasn't having that. He was getting to the bottom of it one way, right, one way or the other. And I loved his just tenacity, just keep pushing and, you know, going after and trying to get his niece back. And that just, you know, because not everyone, you know, not everyone has that. They don't. And so that's why so many are left to the street. And so if you're joining us, we are speaking with Pamela Samuels-Young. She is author of Anybody's Daughter, which is actually a thriller series. So this was the second one.
This is the second book in the series. Buying Time was okay. The first one. So you'll find Angela and Dre in that book. So and I'll be in Toledo. That's a little ways from you, isn't it? In October
it's
at the Kent
hours.
Branch Library. Well, that's still a good
okay.
little ways. Yeah, at the Kent Branch Library on October 12th, I think it is. But that's a Monday, unfortunately. But I may try to arrange something in other areas in the weekend. My publicist is still working on it right now.
Okay, well, let me know, and I can definitely shoot me an email. Let me know the time. And that's far enough in advance where I may be able to work something out and get that.
Okay. I'm just hoping you guys keep it warm out there for me. I'm from California, so I just want to make sure it's still warm when I go.
In October,
you might give me that Indian. Give me that Indian summer this year. So
it depends on how late in October you plan on coming.
October 12th.
Oh, you should. It may be.
Okay.
This past October, it was still a little warm. It wasn't. Okay. We didn't really have snow. So it may be, but you know who knows what God is up to right now. So
absolutely.
The seasons, you don't know the seasons. That's what the word says. You will not be able to tell the seasons. So, and that's exactly what we're in now. Some places had snow last week. So,
wow.
nine inches of snow.
Where?
So, in Connecticut, in the East Coast.
Oh my God! Oh my
yes,
God!
They were here
summer.
Experiencing
oh my God!
Snow. Yes. Yes, God
is hilarious.
Coming back. Yes, he's returning. So I expect it. I expect the unexpected. So nothing, the weather does not shock me. I just say, okay, Bible says. So now you also, and thank you so much because you also, steering away from anybody's daughter for a moment, you also are a natural hair diva.
That is my new thing. Having gone natural about 3 years ago after some much traumatic hair experiences, and I'm in love with my kinky coils, and I actually decided to write a book about
that's really kind of
a guide, and it's so much we don't know about our hair, so much our hairdressers aren't taught about our hair, so then they can't teach us everything I learned on YouTube from somebody who's probably under 30, and it's just amazing, so amazing.
Well, thanks to you, that's how I now started using essential oils. I don't even buy products except for the conditioner that you use, but I use essential oils now, which I absolutely love.
Absolutely.
Look,
I love them.
I keep certain sections of your book on my phone so that if I can't remember, oh, what did she use? Go back, get it, go to the health store, get it. I love it. I now have my granddaughters now use grapeseed oil for their hair.
And I love that one. I love that one.
Oh, I do too.
Very
and it
light.
It has so many other benefits. It also helps with eczema. So
yep.
I love it. So see, you have taught me. You've opened up my eyes to natural hair. I've been natural for a little over, this, I think this is going on my fourth year now. So I've been natural almost 4 years. And
Great.
Reading your book, and I spent so much money on products until I read your
book. We all.
So you've been so helpful to me. Not even knowing it.
Thank you. Well, thank you. That was the intent.
So
publish something
so
that people could use.
Yes, and I use it religiously. I refer back to it, and I make sure other people, when they have issues, I say, hey, get this book. This is what helped me. And so, thank you. And thank you for the pictures, too, because now I find myself needing to use the rosemary, that concoction. my family
yes.
suffers from the women have this balding gene, and unfortunately, it has reached me. And so I've been using the rosemary with the trying to make sure that my hair, some of it grows back, some of it doesn't. So if not, I know what my next
just keep
step is.
Look on, you know, look. One thing you can do too is look on YouTube for somebody who may have your problem and what they're to find out what works for them. That's really a big part of this information sharing time that we're in. I love that. Whenever I have a problem with anything, first thing I do is look online to try to figure out, you know, who can advise me. And 9 times out of 10, I'm going to find it. So we're lucky to be living in this time.
Absolutely. And I know your time is winding down and that you have to run. And so I so appreciate you, you know, taking the time out to talk to us and talk about Anybody's Daughter and sex trafficking. And is there anything that we should have discussed that we didn't touch base on?
No, I think we got it. I think I want people to understand that the parents out there who need to understand what their kids are doing on the Internet, because it's very dangerous. People are trolling for our children, and our children are so naive that they're being taken in, and you need to be vigilant, and you need to understand the technology. I urge people to do that and recognize that it's happening to our girls, and we need to wake up and do something about it.
Absolutely. Well, Pamela, I look forward to receiving that information. I look forward to actually meeting you in October. That's my goal. I look forward
okay.
to that. And thank you again so much. And I look forward to the next book as well. I'm going to continue to read your thrillers.
Thank you.
You take care, and thank you so much. God bless.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.